my people seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. If you heard my previous message, you know we were discussing about prayer, and we're going to continue to discuss about prayer today. And just to review what we've learned so far, prayer is about a relationship. It's not a religion. This is one of the main points I want people to understand. Many people have made prayer a religious thing today, but it's not. It's about a relationship with our wonderful Heavenly Father, and it's a time of our fellowship. And our Creator desires continual fellowship with Him. Us as His children, He wants us to continually speak to Him and be in prayer with Him. We are called to pray continually every day, bringing every part of life before Him. So just like you have somebody in your life, maybe it's your spouse or a good friend or a mentor, well, the first we bring our prayer is to our Creator before anyone. Prayer aligns our hearts with our Creator's will. Now, as we continue on this important topic, let's answer a question that every believer has. Why doesn't our Creator always answer prayers immediately? This is something that has been spoken about for years, and it's this very thing that the enemy often uses to destroy people that do not have a strong foundation and a strong faith. They say, look, the Creator didn't answer your prayers, so why are you going to continue to follow Him? But we must understand, and the answer we're going to get right now is, the Creator calls us to persevere. To persevere in prayer. So that's what He calls us to do. That's what He wants us to do. Not always answering immediately. And He gives us a good reason why He doesn't always answer us immediately. And this is what we definitely need to understand. And it's going to help you grow so much spiritually when you get this. Many believers become discouraged because they don't have immediate answers. But throughout Scripture, our Creator often works through waiting. Waiting strengthens our faith. It teaches us dependence. And it helps us to develop perseverance. Our Creator is often doing something in us before He does something for us. So, do not let the enemy use this to take you farther away from our Creator. Understand what our Creator does and how He does it, and let it bring you closer to Creator. With anticipation and joy, waiting the answer, but knowing He's working on you. Luke 18, 1 to verse 8 says, now He was telling them a parable to show them they could always pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. There was also a widow in that city, and she kept coming to Him saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while He was unwilling, but afterward He said to Himself, even though I don't fear God or respect people, because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she won't wear me out by her continually coming. Then our wonderful Creator said, hear what the unjust judge is saying. Won't God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night? Will He delay long over them? I tell you that He will bring about justice for them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, He will find faith on earth. Notice what Yeshua is telling in this parable. Not simply to teach persistence. He specifically says, always pray and do not lose heart. Discouragement is often the enemy's greatest weapon. When answers seem delayed, the enemy whispers that God isn't listening, or your prayers don't matter. Just give up. Yeshua says, Don't lose heart. Keep trusting in your Father. Persistence is the expression of faith. And sometimes people think repeated prayer means we lack faith. The opposite is often true. Persistent prayer demonstrates confidence that our Creator hears, and faith continues praying even when the answer has not yet arrived. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, "Now without faith, it is impossible to please our Creator. For the one who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." You understand faith, and I encourage you to look at the videos I've done on faith, but faith believes that Yahweh hears our prayers, and he cares about us, and he knows the perfect timing, and his wisdom is greater than ours. Sometimes our Creator's answer is yes. Sometimes it's no. But sometimes it's wait. Every answer that our Creator gives us is in love. That's what we got to get. So you understand, with the spiritual warfare that's going on, the Creator tries to take us in a certain place and move us in a certain way. But the enemy wants to take out his order and take out his timing. That's the difference. We shouldn't question our Creator's timing and our question's order. Because when we do, and things get out of order, and we don't have the right timing of our Creator, that's when the enemy wins. Our Creator's timing is perfect. We have to realize that and trust that. One of the hardest lessons in prayer is trusting our Creator's timing. We often want immediate answers. Immediately. But we have to understand that's a worldly, fleshly, human thing where we must have the answer now. Sometimes our Creator gives us the answer right away, but often our Creator works patiently. Throughout Scripture, we see examples of how people who trusted and had great faith were blessed by waiting for the answer. Abraham, Joseph, David, Israel, they all waited. They all waited. It has always been part of our Creator's work. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, it says, "But they who wait for Yahweh will renew their strength. They will soar up with the wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Waiting does not mean nothing. Waiting means insisting while remaining faithful, and trusting while remaining faithful, and being steadfast, remaining faithful. Not getting sidetracked and listening to the enemy. Continually serving, continually obeying and praying, and most important, continually believing. Believing that our Creator is hearing our prayers and he's doing a great work before he gives us the answer. We must trust this. Prayer changes our perspective on everything, and it's so important to pray to our Creator. Many times we begin praying with one perspective. As we continue praying, our Creator changes our thinking. Instead of asking, "Lord, change my circumstances," we begin praying, "Lord, change me." You see, prayer teaches us to see life through our Creator's eyes, not in spiritual eyes, and not the worldly eyes, in a worldly way. That's what I would love you to get from these teachings and understand. Romans 8:28 says, "Now we know that all things work together for good, for those who love Yahweh, who are called according to his purpose." This verse doesn't say everything is good. It says Yahweh works through everything for our good. Prayer gives us confidence that even painful circumstances are under our Creator's sovereign care. So don't always allow discouragement to silence your prayers. The spiritual battle that's going on, it says in Ephesians every day that there's this battle going on that we don't see, but it is taking place. And every believer is going to experience seasons when prayer feels difficult. And sometimes we feel tired or dry in our teaching. Sometimes we feel like we're not getting fed. Sometimes we don't even know what to pray. And then there are times people might wonder if our Creator is even listening. And these are moments when we must continue seeking Him. Remember that spiritual battle that's taking place. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "So let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we don't give up." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, the enemy wants us to quit. Yahweh calls us to remain faithful. Faithfulness is often more important than feelings. Keep praying even when emotions are absent. The set apart spirit helps us pray, helps us to connect, and helps us to fellowship with our Creator. We are never alone in prayer. When we don't know how to pray, Yahweh Himself helps us. Romans 8, 26 to 27 says, "In the same way also the Spirit helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings deep for words. And He searches for our hearts to know the mind of the Spirit, because He intercedes for Yahweh's people according to the will of Yahweh." You see, folks, there will be times when words fail us. Our Creator understands. The set-apart Ruach HaKodesh Holy Spirit ministers even in our weakness. That should encourage every believer. That's what we have to understand. We should be encouraged. And when answers seem delayed, don't stop praying. Don't become bitter or compare yourself to others. Instead, continue trusting. Continue obeying. Continue thanking our Creator and be thankful for all things. And continue believing in His promises. With joy, look forward to those answers. Yahweh is faithful even when we cannot yet see the outcome. We've already won if our faith is in the right place. Ask yourself, have I become discouraged in prayer? Am I trusting Yahweh's timing or demanding my own? Do I pray only when answers come quickly? Has waiting strengthened my faith or weakened it? Am I learning to trust Yahweh's wisdom above my own understanding? Folks, persistent prayer is not about convincing Yahweh to care. It's about remaining close to Him while He accomplishes His perfect will. Every prayer offered in faith draws us nearer to our Father. Every season of waiting becomes an opportunity to grow in trust. And our Creator never wastes a prayer in faith. Never, ever, ever does our Creator waste a prayer prayed by a faithful person. So it's not going to waste. He does hear you. Remember that. Prayer is a relationship, not just merely a religious duty. Our Creator desires continual fellowship with Him. And we are called to pray continually and be persistent, even when we don't get the answers. Our Creator often changes our character before He changes our circumstances. The question now becomes, how do we develop a life of prayer that becomes as natural as walking with our Creator? And we look at this question and we think, how can prayer become part of our daily life? It shouldn't be something we have to add to our schedule. It should become an atmosphere in which we live. The more we walk with Messiah, the more natural prayer becomes. And prayer should not begin only when we kneel. We should continue while we're driving and at work and studying and serving and spending time with our family. A creator desires continual fellowship. In John 15, verse 5, it says, I am the vine and you are the branch. The one who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, because apart from me you cannot do nothing. Notice what produces fruit. Not striving, not activity, abiding. Prayer is one of the ways we remain connected to the vine. The closer we remain to the Messiah, the more his life flows through us. So remember, prayer is not trying to convince Yahweh to bless our plans. You might be able to fool other people or convince other people certain things. But when you're praying to our Creator, understand prayer is learning to desire his plans as we mature spiritually. Where our prayers become less centered on ourselves and more centered on the kingdom of Yahweh. Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13. Pray then this way, Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done as it is on earth and heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Notice the order. Once again, the order. Everything is about order that the enemy tries to take apart. Notice the order of what Yeshua was telling us here. Before asking for daily bread, Yeshua teaches to seek Yahweh's name, kingdom, and will. You see the priorities, prayer changes. It's not just about us and our life. It's about his kingdom. And don't allow disobedience to get in the way of your prayers. One reason why prayer becomes so difficult is because often disobedience affects fellowship with our Creator. Our Creator invites us to walk in repentance when we confess our sins. He restores our fellowship. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, we confess our sins. He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and purify us from unrighteousness. So when we pray, we have to understand that prayer should include confession, not to some man sitting in a booth, but to our Heavenly Father that desires us to be open with him. Repentance, to know that we've messed up and to ask for a new heart, a new mind. Thanksgiving, praising our wonderful Creator. Worshiping, knowing that nothing is higher than our wonderful Creator. And intercession. You understand, a clean conscience gives us confidence before our Creator. So we must understand that the enemy is trying to destroy us and wants to destroy our fruit. He wants us to live the ways that aren't according to our Creator's ways. One of the greatest hindrances to prayer is an unforgiven heart. Yahweh takes forgiveness seriously. And we have to, when we think about prayer, think about this. Mark 11, 24 to 25 says, therefore I tell you, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive your transgressions. Prayer and forgiveness cannot be separated. If we desire fellowship with our Creator, we must pursue peace with others. Bitterness damages our spiritual lives, and forgiveness will bring freedom. So there's two opposite ends here of the spectrum. Many believers struggle because their prayer, or they pray only their own thoughts. This is why it's so important to stay in the Word. And you can see the Scriptures teach us to fill our hearts with our Creator's Word. And the more Scripture that fills our hearts, the more our prayers reflect Yahweh's heart. Psalms 119 verses 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light into my path." So if you want to become a prayer warrior, a true prayer warrior, read your word. Read the Bible. Reading the Bible prepares our heart for prayer. Prayer and Scripture go hand in hand with each other. And sometimes you think you're not hearing answers to your prayers, or you're not hearing from our Creator, but He's talking to you in your Word, in His Holy Word. You know, so remember, the communication that we need with our Creator isn't just a verbal, "I heard Him say this." We need to read His Word to fill our heart with His words and see the answers in His Word, and being thankful for every circumstance. One of the greatest books I ever read was called From Prison to Praise. And it talked about being thankful for everything. You see, gratitude protects us from complaining and bitterness and anxiety and discouragement. Scripture says in Colossians 3:15-17, "Let the peace of Messiah rule in your hearts. To this peace you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in wisdom with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and singing with gratitude in your heart." And whatever you do, in word or deed, do in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving will change your perspective. So instead of focusing on what we lack, we remember what our Creator has provided for us. And we remain faithful. And we grateful people naturally become praying people. You know, there are many things that drive us to prayer. Sometimes it's fear or worry, all these things. But if you're grateful for what our Father's given you, you're speaking to Him all the time, and you don't care who's watching. I want to encourage you all today to never lose heart, folks. There will be seasons when it feels difficult to pray, when all seems delayed. I want to encourage you to continue seeking our wonderful Creator. Continue trusting our Creator, and continue believing in His promise that Yahweh is faithful. Jeremiah 29 verses 12 to 13 says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Notice our Creator's promise. When we seek Him sincerely, He promises that He will be found. And prayer is never wasted. Every moment we spent with Yahweh depends on a relationship with Him. Everything we do should be about our spiritual growth. And as we spend time with Him, we begin to resemble Him. And then we become transformed. Our hearts changed. Our attitude changes. Our desires change, even our speech changes. And people should notice the difference. Remember, prayer is not measured by how long we pray. It's measured by how much our lives are being transformed. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says, And we all, with unveiling face, beholding in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, who is the Spirit. You understand, the goal of prayer is not simply answering a request. The goal is becoming more like Messiah. That is Yahweh's greatest work in every believer. So now, ask yourself these questions. Is prayer a joy or merely something that you do as a daily task each day? Do you seek Yahweh's presence more than his gifts? Are you growing in trust? And are you becoming more like Messiah? Would those closest to you notice the difference of your spiritual growth? Folks, prayer is one of Yahweh's greatest gifts. It is not a burden. It is not a ritual. It's not a performance. It is an invitation from the Heavenly Father. He desires fellowship with his children. He desires hearts that seek him daily. And the more we walk with him, the more naturally prayer becomes. Just as a healthy relationship grows through continual communication, our relationship with Yahweh grows through continual fellowship. May we become people who do not simply have moments of prayer, but who live lives of prayer. True prayer warriors for our Creator. So as we think about this message, let's not focus on necessarily praying longer. Focus instead on walking more closely with our Creator. Think about this. Thank our Creator. Ask for wisdom in making decisions. Pray immediately when something comes to mind, first before seeking any human's opinion. Hear what our Creator has to say. Bring your questions, your worries, your fears to him instead of carrying them alone. And each day by reflecting on his faithfulness. And as you practice his presence, day by day, prayer will no longer feel like another task to complete. It will become the natural expression of a life lived in fellowship with your Father. And I close with this scripture. James 4, verse 8. Draw near to Yahweh, and he will draw near to you. That is the invitation Yahweh extends to every one of us. Hallelujah. May you all have a blessed day. Yah be with you this day and always. Thank you for listening. And shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Jesus loves me, this I know.
Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.